Exercise 16. Conversation 1. Listen to part of a conversation between a student and a secretary at the newspaper office.
I'd like to put an ad in the newspaper, please.
A classified ad?
Yes, I want to sell my furniture. I'm moving.
I see. May I have your name, please?
Bill Martin.
M-A-R-T-I-N?
Y-N.
Okay, M-A-R-T-Y-N. And your address, Mr. Martin?
For the next few weeks, I'll be at the Garden Apartments on Book Boulevard.
Is that where you want to be billed?
No, I'll probably be gone before a bill could be sent. I'm just going to pay cash.
Okay. The rates are by the inch, not by the word. So if you want to use abbreviations, that might save you some money.
Oh, that's a good idea. I have everything written out here, but I'll just check it over before I give it to you. Maybe I can use some shorter words, too.
Okay. You can use that table over there to make your revisions. Just bring it back to me when you're ready.
Number one, what prompted the conversation? Two, what does the man want to sell? Three, what is the man's last name? Four, how will the man pay? Five. Why does the man decide to revise what he has written? Conversation 2. Listen to part of a conversation between a student and a sales clerk at the family store.
Will that be cash or charge? We also accept debit cards if they are on a local bank.
I want to pay by check, if I may.
Certainly. That's cash, then.
Cash?
Yes, both money and checks are considered cash. Only credit cards are charge.
Oh.
Just make the check out to the family store.
Okay.
And I'll need two pieces of identification, a driver's license and a major credit card.
Well, here's my driver's license. I don't have any charge cards, but I do have my student ID card from City College. Will that be all right?
I think so. I need two numbers. Your student number is on the ID, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Do you need anything else?
Just put your telephone number on the front of the check.
Okay.
Good. Now let me give you your license, your ID, and your package. And thank you for shopping at the family store.
Thank you.
Number one, what is the purpose of the conversation? Two, what is meant by the term cash? Three, how does the woman pay for her purchase? Four. What did the woman use as identification? Five. Who is the man in this conversation?